We've been in a series called How to Turn Your Faith Loose. If you weren't with us, those messages are online. You can go back and listen to those messages. They'll be a blessing to you. We can't cover all the ground that we've already covered, but we'll just hook up with where we were last time. If you can put up Romans 10:9, up on the screen. It says here that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Next verse. Verse 10. It says, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. With the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we believe with our heart. But it says here that confession is made unto salvation. This is how we get born again. This is how we trust God. We believe with our heart. We confess Him, confess Jesus as Lord and Savior. We are the authority in our life. And so by declaring that we believe on Him, that He died, that He rose, that He was raised for our justification, we are declaring a truth in our life. That's how you become born again. It says that with the mouth, confession is made into salvation, but with the mouth, confession is made into whatever you believe for on this earth. So we said that confession, when we're talking about confession, there's sometimes a bad connotation with that, and we went over this. You know, there's confessing sin. You know, people talk about confessing a crime. There's a negative connotation a long times with that, but the Bible has more to say about the positive side of confession than it does the negative, and that's what we've been focusing on. But we did cover those other parts, and if you missed those, go back and listen to those online. But confession is just what you say. Your confession is what we say. And what we're getting into here is what we're saying continually, not what you just say in church, not when you say, you know, when your parents are around, not when you say, when you're supposed to be on your best behavior, but it's what you're saying all the time, what you're declaring. What are we declaring in our lives? That's how we turn our faith loose. Faith is of the heart. We covered this in other series. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God. Bible faith comes by hearing what God said. That's how faith comes. It doesn't come by praying for it. It doesn't come by, you know, begging God for it. It comes by the Word of God. But then we need to release that faith. And a main way that we release it, that we make it effective in our lives, is by saying, speaking it out. The reason for that is we have been given authority over our lives. And God cannot do in our lives what He wants to unless we agree with Him. And people in the natural know this. I mean, you say, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. You're bound. You won't be able to do it. But even in the natural, people agree. They have a measure of authority and say, I can. I'm going to do it. That's human natural faith. But what we're talking about is faith in God. If God said something in His Word, then we need to line up and agree with what He said. Now we're getting Him involved in what we're doing. We're giving Him access and authority to do what He wants to do anyway in our lives. You know, so many times people will think it's all up to God. Well, if God's real, why doesn't He do such and such? Well, God has set up laws in the universe, and on this earth, He gave men dominion over this earth. He gave man dominion on this earth. And Adam bowed his knee to Satan. The Bible says, to whom you yield yourself to obey, you are his slave. And so Satan, the Bible calls Satan the god of this world. Now, God Almighty is ultimately the sovereign God of the universe, but He's left certain things up to us, and He's given us authority. So if we yield to Him, He has access to do what He wants anyway, because He's not going to override your will or my will. We can't act like it's all up to God. He has done the heavy lifting. You know what I mean by that? You know, if you're ever moved, I don't like moving. I'll be good if I never move again. But we'll do what God wants us to do at any point, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's just not fun to move. But, you know, if you got to, sometimes you move some of the light stuff, but then you can bring in movers to do the heavy lifting. You know, do the real work is what we're talking about. Well, Jesus did the real work. We could not make ourselves righteous. We could not make ourselves right with God. We're not on par with Him. The Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but Jesus made it possible for us to know Him, made it possible for us to be born again, made in His, recreated just like Him, and born again in our spirit, and He did the hard part. But we have to receive Him. Everybody on the earth, just because the Bible says God is not willing that any should perish, so He's willing, but men have a free will to believe on Him. Now, as soon as they believe on Him, that's what this is talking about. Confession is made unto salvation. A person is lining his belief and his confession up with what God already wants to do, and that releases power. Now God can do something. And so this is saying, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, but it's with the mouth confession is made unto anything. If God has said it in His Word and we line up our mouth and our confession, first of all, you have to believe. You can just blab. If you don't believe anything, it's not going to work. People get confused on that. But if we believe in our heart, now we release it by declaring what He said in our lives. Now He has access. And this is so important. This is how it becomes effectual in our lives. And this is why sometimes things don't work. We're not yielding to Him. We're not saying what He would have us say. Confession or saying is witnessing what we know. We can't witness, we can't confess what we don't know. We got to know when we hear what the Word says, now we can say it. Now we can agree with it, or we can choose not to agree with it. But this is where it's important. We must know what we have in Christ Jesus. We must know who we are in Him, what He has done for us. We have to hear it. And when we know who we are, then we've got to say and agree with it. Do you realize we could have heard it? We can know what God says and disagree with it. Take sides against the Word of God. We could say, you know, I've read the Scriptures, I've seen that, but it just doesn't seem real. Well, we are not lining up with God then. We're saying it doesn't seem real. God said it's true, but we're saying, well, I just don't see it. Well, we're taking sides against. We need to say what God's Word says about us. Somebody might say, yeah, but I know it's not true. Okay, then when we say that, we are taking sides against what God said. Do you see what we're saying here? Do you see that God Almighty, we just sang about it, the Creator, He created every good thing that we know. In all His power, He has chosen to give man a free will. And in all His power, think of how powerful He is. He creates stars, galaxies, but He will not override the will of a man. Will not. If God has the power to make every person on the face of the earth bow to Him right now, power, strength, but He's chosen to give men a free will. So in our life, even though we can see the Word, even though we can say, see, yeah, God says this about me. He says, you know, I am a new creation in Christ. He says, I am the righteousness of God in Him. He says, I am more than a conqueror. Do you know we can take sides against that? We could say, work went horrible today. That might be true. But what are we saying? When we start talking like that, it just, you know, I'm not saying to deny reality, but don't focus on it. Don't focus. Once we have heard, okay, that didn't go so well. Okay, good. Now what? If we say, you know, and I don't know, how is this situation going to work out? How is that going to work out at work? What is this person? This person hates me at work. This person, you know, at school doesn't like. If we focus on that, we start saying that, we're lining up with what we see. We're not lining up with what God has said. And that's when, this is where the rubber meets the road, when something doesn't look like it, we still have to say, God is right, what he said about me is true, and that's what's going to go in my life. That's when we need to say what God's word says and confess, say the truth. Because how many of you know what God said is true? Yes. It's always true. Now, it may not look like it. You may not look like you're going to look. I may not look like I'm going to look. But if we'll hook up with him, he can make a way through. He can bring us up. But if we take sides against his word, then we're making him a liar. We're calling him a liar. We're coming and saying, no, well, God, I just don't see it. Well, how many things don't we see? Would anybody stand up and say, I know all truth. I see as clear as it gets. I understand all things. Well, so then if we don't see perfect, I just don't understand. Okay, well, we knew that. Right? The Bible says we see as through a glass darkly. You know, we don't see perfect. That's the truth. That's not a bad confession. No one in here, nobody that you know, sees everything perfect. But when the dust settles, God's word is true. I mean, it's a joke how much more he knows than us. It's not even worth talking about. He has always been. We've been around for a few years. And so when, God, I just don't understand. I just don't see. Well, we ought to just, instead of focusing on that, we need to say what he said, because we know what he said is right. And if we know the one that knows everything, then I would be much smarter to just hook up with him and say, well, I don't see it, but you've been around longer. You're God Almighty. I take your word as truth. I'm going to say what you say in this situation, and I'm going to give you access to do what only you can do, even though I don't see how it could happen. Just because we don't see something as coming, just because we don't see the way, just because we don't see the way through, he does. He knows how to do, how to get you to the next stage. He knows how to make your life into an image of what he's already said in his word. So if we take sides against him and say, I just don't see how that is. I mean, imagine there's a 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old, whatever, high school student, college student, whatever. Let's say you had a person that's, we're not going to even name an age, it's just always moving, what's, old and wise, but we'll just say somebody's wise and, of stature, has been around. And let's say you have a child or a young person coming up to that. This old wise person says, you know what, this is possible. Young man, young woman, if you'll do this, you could have such and such. This is how it could go with you. And the young person says, I just don't see it. I don't see how. Yeah, but if you'll just listen to me, it will go well with you. Yeah, but I just don't see it. If you've been around along at all and you see the one person that's been around knows some truth, and then you see the young person go, I don't see it. Well, you could look at them and go, well, you don't see a whole lot. Would you just listen to this person, because they have been around and see. Just because you don't see how it could happen, if you'll just do what the other person says that's been around, you could save yourself a lot of trouble and you could get something. Maybe you don't understand it now, but you will get there. Well, how much more with God? God knows all things. And he knows the way this earth is. He knows it's a fallen state. He knows what's going on in the world. He knows all. He knows you better than you knew yourself. You think, well, I know how I got here. Well, he saw you and me before we even knew what was going on. He knew our parents. He knew our parents' parents. He knew all through time. He's known every person that's ever existed. He knows how we got here, and he knows the future. So when we're talking to him, for us to go, well, I just don't see it, that's foolish. Well, I don't know how you could use me. I don't know how I could. Wait a minute. Are we going to line up with what he said? Because he can take. He knows better than we, and he knows humans. He created the person. Well, I just don't see how this is possible, or the doctor said this is impossible. What does that have to do with anything when you're dealing with the Almighty? Is it? The Bible said nothing is impossible to him. With God, with man, things are impossible. With God, nothing is impossible. And it says, nothing is impossible to him who believes. So even though it might be impossible for us, if we'll hook up with him and say, well, you said it, all right. Now, his possibility becomes ours. A primary way we're going to release this is with our mouth. Saying it. And this, like I said before, this is not some hocus pocus. Well, we're going to chant something. It is, we are giving him authority. You say, give God authority? He has all authority. Yes, he does, but he chose in his authority to give us free will and authority in our lives. And so what we say binds us or looses us. So if we're going to say something, we want to make sure we're saying what he said. Then he can do what he wants to do. Say, why don't he just do it anyway? In his authority, he gave you and me a free will. So much so that he will let somebody go to hell and not stop it. And if he'll do that, then how much more in our own life when sometimes when we're crying out, God, why don't you do something? Actually, we need to start agreeing with what he's... I just don't see it, God. I don't see how this could happen. This is impossible. Why is this happening? And that? See, what are we saying? We are framing ourselves in and said, Lord, you have a way. You have a way. I believe what you said. I believe what you said in your word. I agree with it. I'm telling you, I didn't say it was easy. The word did not say it was easy, but the word said it's possible. The hardest time to do it is when you feel like doing the opposite, when everything does not look good, when you don't see anything. That's the hardest time to say what he said, but that is the most important and vital time to agree with him. It's not when the sun is shining and everything is going well and you're sitting in church and they're playing good music and you're like, glory to God, things are going well. You know, you're driving down the road and getting ready to go to the beach or something and just, well, everything's good. That you should be saying the right thing, but that's not when the challenge is. It's when you look around and it looks like, where's God? And you know what you'll hear? Where is God? Why did he let this happen? What's he doing? Because the enemy will bring thoughts against you. He has also been around for a long time. And he sees people and he sees they're easily confused. You say, oh, I'm not easily confused. That's pride. And that just means you are easily confused. Because if you say that, you're already confused. A lot of people think they're not confused, and they're just confused. Satan has been around for, we don't know how long. At least millennia. And people, he sees another one. I mean, it'd be like you messing with a two-year-old. Right? Three-year-old? You ever done this? You know, to somebody, or you know, you see kids doing this, they're sitting next to each other, and they go like this, you know, tap them on the shoulder. They go, who did that? With me. Well, you know, you see teenagers doing that stuff. How much you could mess with a three-year-old all day long and they wouldn't know what was going on, right? I mean, if you really wanted to be really mess with somebody that age, you could spend all day and they still wouldn't get certain things. Right? That's what we look like in our natural self against like Satan. If you think you can match wits with them, you're done already. You can't in yourself. But there is one that is way more powerful than him. And he's been around forever. He is not an equal and opposite force of Satan. He is the creator. And when he said something, we would be wise to say, that's true, period. So what Satan tries to get you to do, he will. We live in a fallen world. Pressure will come in this world. The Bible says so. John 16:33, it says tribulation will come. But when it comes, if we start yielding and say what we see, we can easily be deceived into going the wrong direction, when if we'll just side with God, His word never changes, and then we can't be deceived that way. If you can get a young person to stick with the truth, let's say you gave them a piece of information and you said, no matter what in this situation, you say this. You just stick to this. You stick to this no matter what. Let's say they were going into some questioning situation where, and you said, no matter what, this is what you say. No matter what somebody tried to confuse them with, if they didn't start listening to the line of reasoning, but they just said, all right, this is what I'm going to say. This is what I'm going to say. This is the truth. This is what I'll say. No matter what in that situation, if the person would not look and get distracted by the truth or by the reasonings, if they'll just say what they were told to say, they can come through no matter how good the other person is trying to deceive them. Do you see that? But if you start saying, well, I know I was told that, but that's a good argument, they're done. They can be tied in knots like that. Do you see it? But that's why it's so important to agree with him. Let's look at a few scriptures that we looked at. We need to know what he said and agree with it. That's why it's important to know the word. But you, even if you know one or two scriptures, even if you just go with the scriptures we're going to read right now and just stick tight to that, that will bring us very far. But the more we know, the less we will be deceived. The more we know the truth, the more we know the word, the less we'll be pushed off. But we need to just hold fast our confession. Look at Colossians 1:13. We looked at this last time. We're going to look at a few of these scriptures we looked at last time and go a little further. Colossians 1:13, it says, He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. He has delivered us. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love. This is a reality. This is saying something about us as Christians. So we need to agree with that, not agree with any kind of situation. Well, you know, it says that we've been delivered from the power of darkness. So we should not be saying, look, I don't know, you know, act like we are in darkness. I don't know how we're going to get out of this situation. Don't talk about how bad we have. We say, no, we've been delivered from the power of darkness. We're in the kingdom of the Son of His love. That's where I am. I'm a child of God. I'm in the kingdom of the Son of His love. Look at 1 John 4:4. We'll just put it up on the screen. 1 John 4:4. There we go. It says, You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. He who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. That's what we need to say when we don't, when we feel like we feel, you can feel intimidated, but we should not yield to that. You can feel like, I don't know. I'm not going to make it in this situation. Those people don't like me. Well, that's contrary to this. We need to say in that situation, no, he who is in me is greater than he who is in the world. I have, what we're saying, I have the greater one. I have, if you believe the Bible, that we believe the Almighty is on the inside of us, not in your physical body and your spirit. Well, if that's true, what do we have to fear if he's with us? if he's with us, if he's in us, then we should resist anything that would tell us we're not going over, we're not going to make it. We should believe and say what he said. Look at Romans 8:31. We'll just put it up on the screen. Romans 8:31. Says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If God is for us, who can be against us? What does that matter? Or what does it say? If God's for us, it doesn't matter who's against us. If God is for us, who can be against us? Think about it. If the Almighty, the one we are singing about, the creator of the heavens and the earth, if he is for us, then who can be against us? Who can take him? No one. So if we truly believe this, we need to speak it out and say it. God is for me. God is for me. We need to say that. I'm talking about in life. We need to say it. God is for me. This thing is working out for my good and his glory. Look at verse 28. Can you go back a few verses there? In Romans 8:28, we'll read this verse. What I just quoted, I'll show you it in Scripture. Verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God. Do you love God? To those who are called according to his purpose. That's us. We know that all things work together for good. Now, that doesn't mean he's orchestrating all things. He's not bringing everything. He's not in control of everything, bringing evil into your life. But in the midst of something, we can say this. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. We can say, that's me. This thing is working out for my good and for God's glory. In the middle of a trial. You're not giving thanks for what's going on, but in the midst of it, we can praise him and say, this is going to work out for my good. You watch. This will work out. God will turn this thing on its head. And we need to say that when it looks like it's going down. It's getting worse. It's tempting to start saying, well, I don't know. It looks pretty bad. How are we going to get out of this? I don't know. You know how we're going to get out of this? I don't know. I've never seen it like this. What should we do? I don't know. What do you think we should do? That's okay. We established. We don't know what to do. So now what? We need to say what he said. We need to, just because we don't know doesn't mean he doesn't know. We need to agree with him and say, this thing will work out. You watch. It'll work out. We need to tell ourselves that. This is working out. This will work out. For my good. God is working this thing for my good. He is more. Or we are more than conquerors through him. But go back. Can you go back to verse 31? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? If he's for me, we can just say, God is for me. That could help you if we just said that all day long for the next 4 weeks. God's for me. God's for me. That's an answer to almost anything. Well, this is attacking my body. Well, God's for me. The great physician, the healer. Well, I don't know about this thing at work. Well, God's for me. God's for me. Well, I don't know about this relationship issue. Well, God's for me. He is directing me. He's guiding me. I mean, think about it. If God's for me, then all his wisdom, all his power, all his strength, it's all for me. Well, it doesn't look like it. Well, see, that's what we need to change. We need to agree with him and say, God, you're for me. God, you're with me. God, Who can be against me? If you're with me, it doesn't matter who's against me. We will go through this. We will go over it. See, that is agreeing with him. That's our confession. That is aligning what we say with what he is and what he's provided. That's how we give him access to do it. Even if you can't see how it could happen, when we start saying that, we put angels, angelic beings, it says that they do his word. And they can start doing things behind the scenes. You may not see anything, but stuff is moving. Stuff is changing. The situation is being affected. Do you know how we let that happen in our lives? We start speaking out what he said. Glory to God. Say what he said. Say what he said. Can you go down to verse 35, and we'll just look at a few of these verses right together here. Verse 35, Romans 8, 35, and then we'll read the next few verses. If you can have them, if you're able just to go to the next one. Says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? When it doesn't look like it, we should be saying this. There is nothing that can separate us. You go to the next verse, I think we'll probably skip that one. Go to verse 37. It says, yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. In all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. So no matter what, that's what we should be saying. No, I'm going to cut. In modern language you say, I'm going to win. I'm going to win. More than conquerors. This thing's working out. We're going to win. This thing will be okay. Everything's going to be fine. In fact, it's going to be better and fine. It's going to be great. Watch, it's going to be great. See, that takes faith when it doesn't look like it, when it looks like things are going to go down in the face of that to say, no, what God said. But this is where the battle is. Your flesh, your mind can scream, be screaming at you. And get in, you will have pressure to say the opposite. But can we do what God said we can do or not? We can align with him. When you have that pressure, we can say, no, what God said is right. We are more than conquerors. I am, that includes this. I'm more than a conqueror through this situation right here. Whatever we're facing. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. We have an answer to every problem that we'll face in the Word. The more we know of the Word, the more we can take sides with it. But regardless, like I said, even if we just knew these scriptures right here, we can agree with these and we can speak these out. If we want to, people say, well, I want to, but it's just so hard. We have to, in the middle of a trying circumstance, say the right thing. Speak out what the Word of God says. We give him access at that point. Praise God. He is with us. He's for us. Our confession should center on these things. God is with me. The greater one is in us. He's in me. I am more than a conqueror. He is with me now. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Say what he said. Say what he said. It'd help us if we just settled something right now. God is smarter than us. He knows more than I know. That may sound obvious, but sometimes, you know, your flesh can give you problems. It's like, what's going on? We need to understand. He's smarter. And if he said something, let's just settle it right now. I'm going to agree with what he said. He's the smarter one. He knows. If your mind's shouting it, well, you don't know. Well, I know. I know I don't know a lot. So I'm just going to settle it. He's smarter. I'm just going to agree with him. That'll get us through some tough places right there. He knows. And he loves me like we just read. Who's going to separate us from the love of God? Will anything separate? No, nothing's going to separate me. So right now, he's with me in this situation. He's with me. He knows more than I do. He said I'm more than a conqueror, so I'm going to agree with him. I'm more than a conqueror. He said he's with me. He's in me. Greater is he who's in me, so I'm coming through this. He said all things work together for good for those who love him, so it's working for good. It's working for good. He knows stuff that I don't know. I'm going to agree with him. He's smarter. Everybody say, God's smarter than me. So right there, if we just take these and just center up, God's smarter than me. He will never leave me because I'll never be separated from his love. He said all things are working together for good for them that love him. I could just keep going on those. We could just keep going right there. Stay constant. Don't be talked out of it. Yeah, but. No, buts. He said this, and he's smarter. Amen.